2012 mutual theme, Arise and Shine Forth, that thy light may be a standard for the nations. Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 5. Young Women, Arise and Shine, by the Young Women General Presidency. This year's mutual theme is a call for you to be a leader. It is a call for you to lead out in purity, modesty, and holiness. It is a call to change the world. When you became part of the Young Women organization, you were given a gold and white torch necklace to wear as a reminder that as a young woman in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, you will stand for truth and righteousness and arise and let your light shine forth to the world. That means you will be true to your divine identity as a precious daughter of God. It means you will strive to stand as a witness of Him and of the Savior at all times and in all things and in all places. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. We hope that this year you will wear your torch necklace proudly to remind yourself that you are an example to those around you. You will shine forth as you pray daily, read in the Book of Mormon, obey the standards in For the Strength of Youth, and smile. We know that as you keep the commandments and live the standards found in For the Strength of Youth, you will radiate joy and qualify to be guided by the Holy Ghost. This guidance will enable each of you to make choices that will help you to be worthy to receive a temple recommend. As a Young Women General Presidency, we testify that as you do these things, the Savior will be there to light your path. He promises, "I will also be your light, and I will prepare the way before you, if it so be that ye shall keep my commandments, and ye shall know that it is by me that ye are led." 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 13.
Be a shining example by the Young Men General Presidency. Young men of the Church, deacon, teachers, and priests of the magnificent Aaronic Priesthood, you have taken upon you the name of the Savior. You bear His holy priesthood. You have been called to do His work and to bless all who know you. Now is the time for you to fulfill your priesthood duties and shine forth as a standard for the nations. Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 5. Now is the time to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Jesus Christ is the perfect example. Strive to know Him, follow Him, and become more like Him by obeying His commandments and keeping the standards of the Church as described in For the Strength of Youth. As you do, you will be a shining force of spiritual strength to those around you. The Lord said, "Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord." Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verse 5. Your moral cleanliness will allow you to shine forth with a special light to your ward or branch members as you worthily represent the Savior in administering the sacred sacrament to them each Sunday. Watch for and seize opportunities every day to serve your family, friends, core members, and others. You will become a joyful example of light to them and to those who quietly observe you. Shine forth with sincere friendship and kindness to all. Share the wonderful blessings of church activities and gospel teachings with your friends. Be courageous and invite them to come under the light and life of the world, even Jesus Christ. We love you. We pray for you. We bear testimony that the Lord loves you and needs you to help build His kingdom. Now is the time for you to arise and shine forth as a holder of His holy priesthood. As you magnify this priesthood and fulfill your duty to God, your light will become a standard for the nations. New Youth Videos for 2012. Visit lds.org/go/121 to watch several short videos about young men and young women who are choosing to arise and shine forth. End of the article, 2012 Mutual Theme.